you here in time, man? And yes, Mr. Barrett. Roll call. Mr. Newby.
Here.
Mr. Gillespie.
Here.
Mr. Yee.
Here.
Well, she's here. Becker.
Here.
Rochlin.
Here.
And Bakewell. But.
But.
We're fortunate to find that today it was announced.
Turn this on, okay. But today it was announced that the applicant that was forwarded for appointment was appointed by the Senate Committee today. And this lady is in the audience, and it's Angeline Pierce. Angeline, let people know who. Angeline is our will be the representative for District 1, which is East Springfield. So, Angeline, congratulations. And we will have a full board. Thank you so much. Okay. Preliminary comments from the president. You know, we missed last month, so it's been quite a while. And a lot of exciting things have gone on in the last month. And so, besides fulfilling our board, we had an event at Falling Sky to celebrate being chosen as the best transit district for the mid-sized transit districts in the United States. That's pretty exciting. And it was really great. It was a good turnout, and it was exciting to be there. And last week, I had an opportunity to go to a luncheon with Look Me in the Eye. And the Look Me in the Eye organization is our advocates for folks that have disabilities. And Look Me in the Eye talks about things that, you know, if you want to do something to make us feel good, look us right in the eye and talk to us, because we're just like everybody else. We have a few differences, but we're just like everybody else. And it was really a rather nice, and we received an award there. LTD, this was their fifth annual meeting that they had last week, and they started 5 years ago, their fifth, and LTD has been with them from the start. And I know that LTD was approached 5 years ago to help out and support and continue their work that they're doing. And LTD has helped in their campaigns, put posters on our buses to make people aware of it. And so we received an award for outstanding community support of Look Me in the Eye. And so that was pretty exciting. And what else was going on? Oh, Falling Sky. At the Falling Sky, there was something. We have a number of folks that are sponsoring different things, and there's a number of prizes in here. If you go to, you have to be 21 or older, because most of these are establishments for breweries and that type of thing. But if you get so many stamps, there's different prizes, and you can pick. You know more about this than I do, Ron. But there's a total of 16 different people in this map.
I can talk to that here.
Okay, yeah. If you would.
The Transit Trail map, as part of the promotion and celebrating the award, what we wanted to do, and there is the Ale Trail map, which does focus on breweries in the community, but our Transit Trail map, we selected 16 businesses that are on transit routes in our community, just to highlight the different types of businesses that you can get to by transit. So we selected a wide variety of service businesses, restaurants, other businesses, and the idea is people would go out to those businesses,
right,
get their transit trail map stamp, and then they can receive a participation prize and be entered in to win an annual pass from us, a bike, running shoes, everything that's associated with transportation in that prize package. And then, as Gary was saying, 21 and older, there is a big prize package at the end, which is a brewery tour,
right,
for those 21 and older that qualify for that one. So we have gone through hundreds and hundreds of these out at the businesses, have to restock it at Falling Sky 3 times now. So people are really taking advantage of it and going out and and getting their trail map stamped.
Yeah.
I've got five stamps.
You have five stamps?
I have five stamps.
Okay, well, you know, that's the thing I wanted to mention is that I know Gary's is pursuing it, but, you know, really it's a good idea for board members, if you get a chance, to go to one of these, or go to all of these places and say thank you for their support.
Yep.
Because that's, it's a neat thing, so, great. That was my main goal there. The APTA ridership award thing, are you gonna, you gonna do that someplace?
That's a sustainable, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that someplace.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Ron, you're on.
Okay, thank you. Well, I have a bunch of things to cover, so. First of all, we received the APTA sustainable silver level. APTA has the American Public Transportation Association, a national trade association, started about 7 or 8 years ago, a sustainability commitment. And it was for all members, both transit systems and business members, that committed to all aspects of sustainability. And they have entry level, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. We began with the entry level and then moved to bronze, and this August, we've now moved up to silver. Currently, there are only 3 APTA members that are silver and 12 that are that have achieved gold. So it is in rare, we're kind of in rare company there. It is, again, there are very strict requirements as far as what it takes to get this award, to show that everything you do in terms of what you do, your business practices, and employee awareness and customer awareness and what have you, deals with sustainability. So obviously we've got the silver. Next thing is we'll be moving to gold. And which brings to the second thing. This was sitting in my chair, but I could sit in it if I was there. Is that part of to help us get to that gold level? We participated in the Environmental and Sustainability Management System. This was a training program sponsored by the FTA. Only 27 transit agencies have gone through this program nationwide, this was, again, a very rigorous process. We sent, I think, 6 staff back to Roanoke, Virginia, to Virginia Tech on 4 different occasions in the past year to go through the training. And this is, of course, our certificate that we completed the training. And this, again, will have some very rigorous practices to make sure that we are sustainable. And that's doing all things to making sure if there's an oil spill out in the yard that it doesn't go into the Willamette River, to reducing water and electric consumption, which, of course, not only is good for the environment, but also reduces operating costs. And we're working towards an ISO 14001 certification, which, again, very few transit agencies have. So that's something else that happened, and I want to congratulate and thank all the participants. Andy, Allie did a lot of work in organizing this stuff. I believe Ernie, who else went?
Mark.
And
Todd.
And Todd. No, he's Dan, yes.
And Todd.
Anton. Anyway, so that's that. This past summer, we participated with Willamette Lane in a youth pass, which provided free pass use on our buses, along with free access to Willamette Lane activities and discounts at other activities. We did that instead of having our own summer youth pass, which we've had in a few years. So this, of course, had a lot more value because it involved access to Willamette Lane recreational activities and as well as other discounts. And this was organized by Willamette Lane. This was one of their initiatives. But as a result, we generated $24,000 in revenue from the PASS program, which was on par, about slightly less than last year, but more than the previous year's that we've gotten from our Youth Pass program. So it was a pass program that, again, had much more benefit than our Youth Pass program, and but it to the again onto the revenue bottom line, it was very good. So I want to thank Russ and the marketing team for the work that they've done putting this together. And next year, we think it'll be even bigger and better. And finally, I want to touch on ridership. Our ridership in July was up 3.4%, and in August was down 1%. But I think the more critical thing, whether it was up or down, because in July you had 4th of July, which we didn't operate last year. August this year had one less weekday. So I think the more important numbers is what is our average weekday ridership, our average Saturday ridership, our average Sunday ridership. And that tells you whether or not you're doing riderships really up or really down. And that, I think, is where the good news. Our average weekday ridership in July was up 1.9%, and in August, 1.5%. Our average Saturday ridership was up 3.8% in July and flat in August. And our average Sunday ridership was down 0.9%, but it was up 6.4% in July, but it was up 6.4% in August. So it does show that our ridership is growing, and that the vagaries of different weekdays or you know some changes in the thing is does have impact on the total ridership. But the important point is average weekday ridership.
Ron,
yes.
Did the 4th of July, was it counted under Sunday ridership?
Probably yes. Yes, because of Sunday service.
Because of a Sunday schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that might have been the reason the average Sunday ridership was down, because it was an additional day, and it was and you just take all those Sunday days
right.
that you ran Sunday service and divided it by that. So
that could
have,
be. Yeah, you divided by a larger impact. Number.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's
just,
a lot of good
yeah.
stuff. Yes,
I just
Julie.
Have a comment before I move on. I just want to circle back to the sustainability awards, and I just really want to underscore how proud I am to be part of an organization. I mean, it really shocks me that organization that's willing. What did you say? 12.
Well, in terms of three are currently in silver, and 12 are in gold.
Okay, but
I think
to
there
me,
might be one
transit
in platinum,
and environmental sustainability are so
you're right
innerly.
Yeah.
So just the fact that this organization is walking its walk in such a core way, I just want to give a shout out to the staff and say that's
thank you.
Impressive and something
thank
to
you.
Add to the long list of things to be proud
yeah.
of. So
thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julie. Any other comments? Okay. Announcements or additions to the agenda? Anybody got any? You're good?
I'm okay with it.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, board calendar?
Well, the calendar, you have the calendars in front of you. I just want to highlight that our annual employee barbecue will be on October 2nd. And because of being APTA System of the Year, the chair of APTA will be visiting us. That's Peter Varga, who's the general manager of the Rapid in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we will be doing a breakfast presentation at 7:30 a.m. on that day, in which he will be the guest speaker, along with Carmen Four from the governor's office. And I think Gary will be speaking too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we know. So
obviously off the cuff.
Yeah. but it will be free, but you do need space. RSVP. So if you wish to come, or you know people, particularly people in the community, think this is a good message. We want to focus on how transit benefits the business community
great.
And helps the economy. I think there's people that should hear that message. Please invite them to come and then from 11 to 2, we'll be doing our annual employee barbecue, and he and I will be flipping burgers for that. And so,
are you looking for any additional cooks?
We'll gladly take it.
I was just thinking
cooks.
That that's in conflict with our MPC meeting.
It is at the same time as MPC, so probably.
Oh, it is.
I won't. It is at the same time as MPC, so I will unfortunately not be an MPC
you won't
that
be,
day.
Okay.
But I'm not voting. You guys are you guys are needed for the quorum.
Okay.
And then also, because of the APTA meeting, our regular board meeting will not be on the third Wednesday. It'll be on the fourth Wednesday, which is October 22nd.
Yep.
So that's that. And otherwise, I think we'll probably have both of our board meetings in November at the regular time.
Any, are there any questions?
Okay. Is there a way to know who's been invited to the October 2nd event already? I mean, I know we all received an invitation. Did that go out to a larger crowd? So we
yeah, we sent it out to the, we sent it out with both chambers to promote it. We asked Best to promote it.
Oh, okay, so.
We got the, we got from Peace Health, they have a quarterly CEO breakfast, so we included their, that mailing list. And we also included the mailing list for one other. Our payroll tax, our major payroll tax.
So pretty much anyone that we extended invite to would likely already have heard about this.
But doesn't hurt, doesn't
it.
Hurt.
No, I, that's
hurt
what
to,
I wanted to know. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the next topic, Employee of the Month. We've got two of them this month. So this is going to be exciting. It's always exciting, but we just double the excitement.
Yeah.
Are you the first one on?
I'm the first one.
Okay.
But I'm going to, before I call Scott up here, I just wanted to highlight again that today was Day of Caring for United Way, and we had a small but mighty group out at Pearlbeck.
I had to go to the get my glasses
yeah,
fixed,
Ron,
so I left.
A little accident this morning, so he left before the group photo, and so I had to Photoshop him in. So you can see I'm not a graphic designer, that's why we have professional graphics. But
don't do this at home, Millen.
We worked alongside some Peace Health folks out there, had a good day, and beat the rain. So.
Great, right. That's wonderful.
So I'll invite Scott McFarland up. Scott is our distribution coordinator currently, and we met Scott when he applied for a marketing position at the district, and unfortunately for him, came in second, but we were so impressed with his background in marketing and communications with Country Coach and the last 6 or 7 years prior to coming to LTD with Selco. So we knew he had great skills, and we wished we could have hired him along with who we did hire. But he didn't give up, and he came and applied for the distribution coordinator position when that opened up. So we jumped at that chance knowing that we would get somebody with such great skills, not only to do the distribution job, which is a lot of running around town and putting up communication pieces for us, delivering our passes to the community outlets. So he's great at that in terms of his communication skills. He's really detail-oriented, finance-like, so he gets things out to the outlets and back because those are all on consignment. So they like him. We like him for all those reasons as well. And his technical skills are amazing. So he's been a great resource in terms of the district rolling out SharePoint within the district in a number of different ways. So we're lucky to have him. I hope you had a chance to read all the other good things that are said in there. And I know Russ, his supervisor, would have been here, but he's got sick kids. So he's at home doing daddy duty.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott. Yes, definitely congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And here's the little pen and my mallet. Here's congratulating letter.
Signed by a lot of people.
Yeah, signed excellent. By a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your award.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I understand you've already received an envelope.
I have.
Okay, yes, so you're in good shape.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, I just, you know, just want to thank you all. This is a really great organization, and it's a really good cause, so it makes it real good to work for an organization you can get connected.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, somebody's stepping in for, you're the man? You're the man. Mm-hmm. All right.
So if you don't know me, my name is Josh Schmidt. I'm in operations. I am Brian Claybill's supervisor. And this is our second Employee of the Month. And I just want to say thank you to this man. He is a fabulous operator. I did his evaluation, and it really makes my job easy. I mean, he's top-notch. He's not just your average employee, and shows by what he does. That's why he is Employee of the Month. And I just want to say thank you to you. You made my job easy. You made LTD shine. A couple of things that he was recognized for. At Seneca Station, which is 11 Fred Meyer right there, stopped, picked a lady up, and she, of course, had been grocery shopping. She leaves her groceries on the bench, gets on the bus, in excitement to get on and get downtown. As he drives away, she remembers her groceries are on the bench. Well, instead of just saying, well, I'll let you off at the next stop, he goes above and beyond and just circles around the block so she can get her groceries and continue on. I mean, that's customer service right there. That's what we're about. And again, I just want to say thank you to Brian. He's just a good guy. Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, come forward.
You too get a pin.
Oh, thank you.
And you get a letter. Sign those people. And something to hang on the wall.
Thank you.
And this is the envelope I was talking about that Scott got earlier.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. You may be interested in what's in that envelope.
Okay.
Don't recycle it.
Don't recycle it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Being nominated today. It's a great place to work for, and I appreciate all the board members and sacrifices that you have to make to work with LTD and to make sure that we're all providing the best service that we can to our community. It's a great pleasure to be here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Now we move into the public comment period where folks have an opportunity to speak to the board on issues. A person is requested to sign in on the board, and we have one signed in. And
usual suspect.
Usual suspect, right.
We
and
have
so,
usual suspects.
Yes.
So you get to give your name and all that kind of stuff, and we'll give you 3 minutes.
As if we didn't know.
Mr. Rob Zakel.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, members of the board. I'm Rob Zink. I'm the executive director of Better Eugene Springfield Transit. Happy to be here and have two quick things to say. First, echo the president's comments. Congratulations on LTD's number one award.
Is that mic on, Rob?
Oh. Yeah,
thank you. There, is that better? Congratulations on the number one award from APTA. I was one of the people who met at the DeFazio Bridge, and we had a happy hour, I think, and bicycled from the bridge to Falling Sky. I was at that presentation and got a free T-shirt, which I've been wearing. It's a little dirty right now. I've been wearing it so much. But I wore up to the Oregon Transportation Summit at PSU Monday as my work outfit. And all the Portland people were really impressed that we have good beer down here and a good transit system, and they wish they had the same. So congratulations again. That's my first thing. Second thing, as I've been telling you occasionally, BEST has been going and talking to the community about the importance of transit, and we're continuing to do that. Recently, we were at Saturday Market last month, and then Marketplace at Sprout this month, and we're wrapping that up. And we have a draft of a report, and we are planning to release that to the public on what we've heard about transit on Tuesday, October 7th at 10 in the morning. Location to be determined, details to follow. But I just want to let you know we'll be presenting back to the community our summary of what the community thinks about transit with some recommendations for next steps. So I'll send more details about that, but just want to let you know. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. At this time, the Lane Transit District Board of Directors will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192-.660, paren 2, paren H, which allows the board to meet in executive session to consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of the public body with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on any of the deliberations during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in the executive session. The executive session is expected to last approximately 15 minutes. At the end of the executive session, we return to the open meeting.
I move that the board meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660(c)(2)(h) to consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of a public body with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed.
Is there a second?
Second.
Julie seconds. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded.